Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mysterio, because he could probably run the wing T offense and he'd make some people miss. There you go. That was very good. You put a lot of time into that. I can tell.
See, about 5 foot eight, Rey Mysterio is a distinct height disadvantage.
That's a good question. Would he be allowed to wear the mask? Is the question.
I think we got the answers enough. We need about the quarterback situation.
That's right. We're all set.
All right, that was Nick Cassero yesterday with Payne and Pendergast. Fire up the Odyssey app. Check that out. We're getting to know old Nicky. Nick Cassero. He pounced. The market spoke, and he spoke to Texans fans. A lot of them excited about what he did with Dalton Schultz yesterday. But we know it. You know it. I know it. Figgy knows it. Everybody knows it. The most important position in football is quarterback.
Quarterback.
The most important decision Nick Cassero is going to make is in regards to the
quarterback.
And this report from Peter King makes this very interesting. J-Lo, because Peter King, in his Football Morning in America column, that he acts like he basically cured cancer each time he writes it, he said this.
You know how long it takes for him to write that?
One column a week. This is what Peter King said about a discussion he had with Ryan Poles. Quote, Poles told me he had significant discussion with Houston at number two, that could have made him trade down twice in the top 10. With both the Texans and Panthers, he wouldn't be specific on what broke down, but he did say, quote, I thought there was an opportunity to do something historically pretty cool with a trade from 1 to 2 and then 2 to 9. That had potential to add more draft capital this year and then the possibility that you're sitting on 3 ones in the following year. That had my attention, but my gut told me to pull the trigger on it now. Close quote. Thanks to Stephanie Clay for directing me to that information and that snippet from Peter King. What that tells you and what that tells anyone is the Texans like one specific quarterback. This is not a either-or situation where we can settle with this guy.
You're 100% right.
If the Texans were having these discussions, regardless 100%. Of who it is, we don't have to get into a Bryce Young, CJ Stroud debate. We don't have to do that. But regardless, hell, we'll throw Anthony Richardson even. But we'll throw him in there. What that tells you right there, though, is that they like a specific guy, and they were willing to deal for a specific guy. So they do have some sort of conviction on which quarterback they like.
First of all, I buy that, don't you?
Yeah, I don't see why Poles would say that if it wasn't.
And 100%. So I buy that, and you are 100% right on that. The Texans, what I got out of that is the Texans have a guy. They have a quarterback in mind. Now that's where it gets dicey. Because is that the Panthers guy, you know, and that's why all of a sudden, if the Panthers, you know, get, let's say it's Bryce Young, we it could be either one, but let's say it's Bryce Young and they draft Bryce Young. How convinced are you? Cause it's, I'm sure CJ Stroud is ranked high, you know, obviously. How convinced are you that you're still going to go with CJ Stroud?
I don't know, because that makes it very interesting, because this isn't like San Francisco trading up to 3.
Yeah.
and saying, eh, you know, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Which didn't work out for him, by the way. It doesn't seem to have.
And it often doesn't when you get the second guy.
But we know, we don't know who, but we know that the Texans like one of these quarterbacks enough to where they were willing to trade up.
Yeah.
So there you go. We'll figure out what happens. Carolina right now, I think they're lying. They're saying they like multiple guys. They got conviction about four guys. Okay.
I mean, Frank Reich going out of his way to say, oh, don't read too much into it that I've had tall quarterbacks. I mean, he's just playing that game as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But the Texans do not have control of the draft, and quite frankly, we don't know what Nick Caserio likes. But let's try. Let's play the game that is sweeping the nation. What does Caserio like here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610? We know Nick Caserio. He's a pretty robotic.
Vests.
Scheduled guy.
He likes vests.
I want to take it a step further. I want to get specific. Based on what we know about Nick Caserio, and we're still learning about him, mm-hmm. let's play a game of what's his favorite.
Okay.
Food. What is Nick Caserio's favorite food?
Salad.
There's got to be some sort of protein, right?
Chicken. Grilled chicken.
Salad, grilled chicken. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You?
Yeah, probably some some sort of like grilled chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
No seasoning. What do you think Nick Caserio's favorite movie is?
Let's see. I think we could maybe zoom in on one of these based on his conversations. He's got to be like an action movie guy.
Yeah, because he went to see Top Gun. He went to see Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. And he actually gave it rave reviews.
Yeah, he liked it.
He doesn't go to the movies a lot.
Can you imagine going to the movies and not eating popcorn?
I know. But he said that in the interview as well, that he hasn't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm
so he had to go see Top Gun.
So I'm thinking it'd be an older 90s to early 2000s type action movie.
Like Rambo?
I'm going to say maybe even earlier than 90s. I'm going to say Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is his favorite movie.
I'm going to say
it's got to be something like
Rocky.
That.
I'm going to say Rocky.
That's back Figgy.
I'm going to say
the original Top Gun, man, because if
he did go see Top Gun
Maverick.
If that
was the movie that got him out the house to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the original one was probably his favorite movie.
What do you think his favorite TV show is?
Oh, wow.
I think it's like Sopranos. Something like
Sopranos
that.
Sopranos is
it's
a good
be
one.
It's got to be something that just
Sopranos.
Definitely
yeah,
has
but would he commit it. To that, to like the series type thing?
Maybe
it's got to be something
when
he can come
once
in
a week. Back in the day when it was once a week on a Sunday, maybe.
Yeah. That's not a bad one. Is he a sitcom guy?
Probably not.
I feel like he liked Big Bang Theory.
He might like Seinfeld.
I think he liked NCIS.
He might like Seinfeld.
NCIS.
You think?
He's a very cerebral guy. Like one of those NCIS type things. Yeah. NCIS New Orleans.
I'm going to say Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang.
Okay.
Well, I've got that in common with him.
Like coming up, your chance to see Sublime with Rome. They're coming to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on Friday, July 21st. What do you think Nick Caserio's favorite non-football sport is? Basketball?
Wrestling.
He doesn't like wrestling as much as Sean, and Sean is
he
trying
just
to
plays
push
the game.
On him. Sean's trying to project it on him. He doesn't like wrestling as much.
I bet you it's basketball. He's referenced basketball and how they do things a few times in his interviews. He was talking about the salary.
He might like wrestling a little bit.
I'm sure he likes wrestling.
But
I bet you it's basketball.
I'd say hoops.
Especially Midwest. He comes from the Midwest, East Coast. Yeah, I'm going to say NBA.
All right, this one I'm pumped for.
Okay.
You got to break this one down. Don't just say something. You got to break
it
down.
I will.
Who does he like more? Does he like Seth or Sean more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that he likes them both.
Okay. But who does he like more?
I'm going to say Sean.
Okay.
Even though I believe he has a common friend of Seth's, that a mutual acquaintance type
Seth
thing.
Seth has common friends with everyone.
But I think Sean is his like liaison to the show. I think they probably communicate more, which means they probably have grown a little closer.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Sean. I'm just using deductive reasoning here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he likes Sean more.
Yeah.
Okay.
You? Figgy?
I'm going to say Sean because of the same reason. Because my first thought was probably Seth because he played in the league and they can, you know, talk that league talk and the NFL talk. But I feel like he's super comfortable with Sean.
Yeah.
And Sean is easy to get along. He's super likable. So I think I
and
can
Seth
feel
Seth
like,
isn't is what you're saying?
I ain't say that at all.
I'm just asking. Okay, I'm just asking. Musician.
Oh, wow.
Who's his favorite musician?
I have no clue.
I think it would be like guys like Nick Caserio that are like kind of a little bit like they come across as robotic. The one thing that I don't want to call it a skeleton in their closet, but they typically like way more hardcore music than you would expect them to look like. So I would say something like Metallica. Like I think he would shock
Bon
you.
Bon Jovi?
Like, no. Please no. Please no. I would say like it's like Metallica or AC/DC or like something like a little bit more hardcore than you would expect.
That makes sense. See, I was thinking more he's the only dude in his family. He's got a wife and daughters, right? So yep. Like a Katy Perry. We talked about Taylor Swift yesterday. I don't know how much he likes them, but I bet he listens to a lot of that.
People on the text line are saying Seth, saying that y'all are sleeping on Seth.
I'm not saying he doesn't like Seth.
No, no, you said Sean Moore. I get it.
I did because Sean's the liaison.
It's a close contest.
Yeah.
To say the least. Favorite comedian. Who is Nick Caserio's favorite comedian?
What's that guy, Jim? Hold on a second. I bet you he likes the real observational humor. What's that guy's name? I'll think of it. Who do you think it is?
His favorite, I think, probably Bill Burr. Bill Burr or
Jim Gaffigan.
Who the hell is that?
You know Jim Gaffigan?
I have no idea who
he's
that
huge.
Is.
He's huge.
I never heard of him.
That guy.
I have never seen that
he's
guy.
He's very observational, family humor. Figure, you know Jim Gaffigan?
Nah, I never heard of him.
Who the hell is that?
You don't know who Jim Gaffigan is? Watch one of his specials. He's really funny, but it's more like
I don't know about that. That guy can't
humor.
Be funny.
That's probably why I don't know who he is.
I don't know. That guy can't
I don't
be
live
funny.
For family humor.
Pull up a Jim Gaffigan on the online. That guy can't be that funny.
Do we cuss?
Not really too much. Right. No, not really. It's more like family and kids and all that. I'll bet you don't sleep on Jim Gaffigan now.
Caserio might actually appreciate some like SNL. He might like some Richard Pryor or something. Jim Gaffigan.
Well, everybody like.
You said Jim Gaffigan like you were talking about Eddie Murphy.
He's huge.
Is he?
Yes. Jim Gaffigan is huge.
Man.
I mean, he's like a headliner big time at stadiums.
Headline what?
Comedy shows.
Really?
Yes.
Figgy. How's he looking in there? You scouting him out?
How about Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Man, he ain't funny. You like Louis C.K.?
No, I'm asking in terms of like that East Coast humor.
Nah, I think Bill Burr is that.
Bill Burr is definitely
Bill Burr's
that.
One of the goats of that.
Yeah.
Along with, what's homeboy's name? The dude with the leather jacket. Hilarious. God, he's mean as hell. Smokes cigarettes.
Oh, the guy that does the...
Come on, help me.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Damn it. He has black hair. Yes. He has the jacket.
Yes.
He's in movies. He was in a Rodney Dangerfield movie. A few. What is that guy's name?
I'm dying here. I know.
Crap.
I know who you're talking about.
What is his name? He's funny as hell. He's mean. God, what is his name? Someone help me on the text line. Dreyfus?
No.
He's so vulgar.
Yes.
Dude, what's his name? Someone help me on the text line.
Yeah.
I could see Caserio liking him. Oh, here it is. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice.
All right, let's hear this guy. What's this guy's name?
Jim Gaffigan.
Let's hear a little Jim Gaffigan.
People who enjoy winter seem mentally unstable. Right? Some of those winter activities should get you committed.
It's like, come on,
look,
John.
We love you. We're just worried.
This guy sells out a stadium?
Yesterday, yes. We caught you walking through the woods with tennis rackets tied to your feet. This morning, we saw you sweeping the frozen lake. What's next?
All right. Wow. What stadium?
Big stadiums. Look at the text board. They think you're a dummy. Jim Gaffigan is huge. Lots of eating jokes. Gaffigan is really good. Gaffigan has a Hot Pockets bit that is hilarious. Gaffigan was in the 70s show. I didn't know that.
I didn't like that show, so that
Jim
might explain
Gaffigan
it.
Is often. He's awesome. He's freaking hilarious. Funny AF. You got to give him a chance. But it's family humor. That's why I thought him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Seems like a one-hour commitment I'd probably regret.
No, he's funny. He'll make you laugh.
Well, he just had a chance.
10 seconds.
Tennis rackets on the feet?
Yeah, I laughed.
No, you didn't.
Not really.
When Nick Caserio splurges, what do you think Nick Caserio's favorite junk food is?
Ice dessert. Cream? Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be some kind of dessert. Like that. Ice cream is a good guess. Is a very good guess.
281 saying I'm a hater. How am I a hater? I like what I like. I don't know this Gaffigan guy. I don't know him. What's the hate? I don't like him.
So you don't know if you like him.
You can look at someone and tell if they have potential to be funny.
Well, he looks funny.
He looks like just a weasel. Like I went on the elevator with
weasels
that guy.
Be looking funny at times, though.
Yeah, but dude, you could look at Adam Sandler and be like, that dude's has potential to be funny. You can look at Richard Pryor and say, that looks like a funny, funny dude. Bill Burr, that dude looks hilarious.
How is that guy not funny?
That guy doesn't look funny. He looks like someone I would like send an email to and say, hey, my computer's not working. This guy doesn't look funny. Can't you tell if someone can be funny? Like, I can look at you and say, that might be a funny guy.
Yeah, I think
you
can.
That guy might be a funny guy. Like, I'm going to look at Tyler.
I think you can.
I'm going to look at Tyler. See, Tyler, not funny. Like, not you can funny. You can tell, not funny.
Jim Gaffigan coming to Houston next month.
Appreciate the warning.
You going to get some tickets, Lopez?
I'm not saying I'm a huge fan.
Where's he going? Where's he going is the question. Is he going to NRG? Because you say he sells out stadiums.
I said he's sold out stadiums.
All right, where's he going?
Where's the Dow Event Center?
Stadiums?
I said he's sold out. He's at the Wynn in Las Vegas for 2 weeks. Take that, Landry Locker.
The Dow Event Center.
He's at the Wynn in Las Vegas for 2 weeks.
Let's see the Dow Event Center. Where is that?
I don't know.
There's one in Michigan. Are you sure that's not Michigan?
Okay. Yeah, that is in Michigan.
All right, where's he coming in Houston?
Let me see. I was looking.
Let me see this.
I was looking at the Ticketmaster thing. Jim Gaffigan in Houston.
What restaurant?
What restaurant? Which Holiday Inn?
Is he going to the Improv? Would that make sense?
Where's Houston? Yeah, I'll get you. I got you covered. Let me do a search here. It said he was coming to Houston. Let's see.
Okay.
No events within 50 miles of Houston in the next month.
Okay.
That's why Houston was in the search.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Vegas, though. 2 weeks.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions. Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loophole.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you listen, you are one. Some of these sins, they have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. But we're transparent with you 24/7. We let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Do you want to be terrified? Terrified?
Not really.
Figure, do you want to be terrified?
Nah, man.
Who would?
Well, this is terrifying.
So you didn't even care what we answered.
I don't care what you answered.
Yes, that's the question. We said no, you're still going to terrify
us. You know how artificial intelligence is scary, right?
No.
It is. The things that they can do. So I saw this story on KHOU about a Houston couple that gave $5,000 to a scammer. And my immediate thought was, well, that's on them. I mean, if you're getting scammed by phone, blah, 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 you know, that's on you. However, apparently somehow, some way, this artificial intelligence module, whatever, cloned their son's voice exactly and had a conversation with them as their son, who asked for $5,000, and they got it. If this is where we're going, where you can't even talk to your kids, this is...
I mean, what was the phone number?
What do you mean, what was the phone number?
I mean, did they use his phone number?
Now, that I don't know. I didn't see that in the story. But they can now clone people's voice. We always get... I just got two in the last break. We always get spam calls, and I just delete them and block them. But now you're getting, like, some next-level stuff where they can clone... Like, imagine, like, your mom calls in her voice.
But is it her phone number?
That's, like, again, that's key. That's a good question. I didn't see that.
Might be a scam, and you answer the phone, and all of a sudden you're hearing a voice and it's asking. Plus, how close are you to your son if they can have a conversation? Like, shouldn't there be some things that they say to where that I don't feel bad for these people?
I normally don't, but that's like very vulnerable stuff. If they can clone people's voices and say, hey man, mom.
You think I could clone Jacob or BG's voice and you have a conversation with them and not know that it's a little bit weird?
If I hear their voices and I'm just, you know, casually.
Did you know their mannerisms?
Of course. That's what I'm saying. That's where AI gets so scary. Anybody could get. Like, I don't feel sorry for people that get got, as they say, when it's just like, hey, you know, some, you know, prince in Nigeria or something, or even just a spam call. But that's a different thing. That's altogether different when they can start cloning people's voices. I wonder how they did it. Did they, like, call one number and then, you know what I mean?
You know what? I might lose the challenge, but the challenge flag's on the field with these people.
How so?
I feel like they might be a little bit silly. I don't feel like
normally
they're
100%
victims.
Sorry for people like that, but
yeah, my challenge flag's on the field. I might lose the
when
challenge.
Your kids
might lose the challenge.
Voice and you—that's what you hear. Man, that's a little scary.
Five gur? Like, how'd you give them the five gur? You transfer it? You wire it?
Yeah.
Like, did your son say, hey, wire me this money to this offshore account and we'll figure this out? Like, how does it work?
That would be a red flag.
You know where your kid's bank account is, chances are, right?
Yeah, that would be a red flag.
I'm telling you, these people might be getting too much credit.
But they're getting vulnerable. I mean, they were vulnerable. Watch this.
So when Magic Johnson, the news came out that Magic Johnson could be in an ownership group to buy the Commanders, I'll be honest, the first thing I thought about was sex. Like, every time I hear Magic Johnson talk, all I think about is sex. I don't think about, you know, Dan Snyder's going to be gone and Magic Johnson could be in the NFL. All I think about is sex, and it goes back to how open Magic Johnson has been throughout his life about his past sex life. This was Magic Johnson. This is, before you laugh at me, this is Magic Johnson with Oprah back in the day talking about his sex.
When you were fooling around with all those women, were you serious about any of them?
No. Oh, no. And they knew.
And they knew.
Uh-huh.
Did it ever even occur to you to use protected sex?
No. It wasn't a thing that everybody even talked about. And
with one or more women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I meant one or more at the same time.
At the same time. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you end an evening? Does the girl then just leave and she just is like, okay, Will I see you again? Or
yes, and I wanted her to leave. Yeah, I didn't sleep. I didn't have people sleep over. That wasn't the thing for me.
And I'll see you later.
Yeah, I wasn't a guy who would mislead anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you're up front, then they have to make a decision on what they want to do. They made their decision.
There you go, Magic.
That was some weird times, man, because so Oprah sounded so shocked.
She was offended.
Wait, you had sex with women? Yeah. You were the so star they, of so the Los Angeles
So they just
Angeles
leave
Lakers?
And say, see you later.
Yes.
That's pretty much how I go.
No way.
Like Charlie Sheen always said, why he always...
Always comes back to old Charlie, doesn't it?
Well, no, why he always had sex with prostitutes.
You don't pay him...
He said, I don't pay them to come over. I pay him to leave. Just sound strategy. I ordered my Jordans.
Oh, you got some J's coming.
Which
Jordans. Ones?
Jordan 1, red, white, and black, high Ooh, top hey. Classics.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, high top classics.
That was the OG pair, man.
I was talking to my guy Landon over at U of H. Landon Gosling used to play there. He's got the hookup. He got me, man, I didn't know how expensive those things were. I knew they were expensive.
140? 180?
What? Where?
Yeah, I wish.
190?
I got the original high top red, white, and black.
Man, you've been out the shoe game for you've a minute, then. You think game. They 190?
I've never been in it. Now I until no,
Jace.
Nah, when they release, like if you... If
there's
you,
not no 140, man.
No.
I don't know the last time some classic Jordan's been 140.
Yeah.
180 is what it is, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it is. Mm-mm. You might have... If you get them when they release, it's 180, right?
Nah, I think they're in the twos. Like straight out the store, it was in the twos.
How much did you pay, John?
And this ain't even talking about, like, the resale price.
Yeah. No, I ain't talking about no resale. I'm not doing that crap. But I feel like I've gotten some for 180. My
recently?
I think so.
Like some classic Jordans recently for 180.
The ones that you see me rocking from Kicks. Let me see. I got the app. It's the Nike sneakers app. So, how much did you pay, Lopez?
More than that.
How much?
More than that.
No, they pricey, man.
We're pretty pricey.
It's like, kind of depressing a little
Jordan
bit.
The Jordan 4s dropped today. The Jordan 4s dropped today. 225. Okay, 225.
Yeah, that's around the price range. And you got to get them quick. If you don't get them, man, you'd be paying double the price.
Okay, now maybe that's what I did.
Resale price?
I got the
yeah,
resale
you,
price.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wanted
because they're not in stores.
Because I'm looking at it right now. At the Nike shop, there are no red, white, and blacks.
Yeah, Jordan, no, they're not out.
Cement gray, Jordan cement blues. If you get in line and you get them, 190.
But Landry, see? What I'm telling you, like even at Nike, look at this. There are no red. There's no red, white, and blacks. Zero.
Okay. Okay.
So my guy got me the original.
Yeah, the classic ones, the retro classic ones are not 180.
But I've never had Jordans before, so the way I justified it was.
You got the best pair, though. You got a good pair. Yeah.
There you go. Watch this. I'm all in on the WBC tonight. It's going to be the most watched baseball game ever. And I'm all in. Looking forward to it.
I'm in too.
Nothing else to do.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, colorful, pageantry, all that good stuff.
Pumped.
I'm very pumped for it as well.
It's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up... What are the hardest yet most unnecessary things in life to ignore? An NFL player probably should have ignored something that was thrown out there against him. Plus, we'll take a trip to Dallas. We'll get a scouting report on new Texans tight end Dalton Schultz from Bobby Belt out there at 105.3 The Fan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Sometimes I wonder what the payoff is of acknowledging certain things. We're going to take a trip to Dallas, get a scouting report on Dalton Schultz. I thought it was funny. There were some Cowboys fans that were kind of acting like Dalton Schultz sucked yesterday. I don't
he's
know
gone.
Why. I guess it happens.
Yeah.
We'll go talk to Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan. He's on Sean and RJ in the mornings out there. We'll talk to him. But I saw this yesterday from Xavier Howard, from his attorney. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that there was herpes controversy with Xavier Howard until his attorney put this out. And that's why I asked this question. When is it appropriate to ignore instead of speaking out and defending yourself? This is from Xavier Howard's attorney, Brad Sohn. And I saw this making the rounds, and I just want to get your reaction to this, because did you know that Xavier Howard had a herpes controversy?
Not until I saw this.
Figgy, did you?
Nah.
You had no idea?
I had no idea.
No clue. So the three of us, we do this for a living. We consume as much information as possible. We had no idea that Miami Dolphins DB, local guy, Xavier Howard, good player, had a herpes controversy going. But his lawyer put this out on Twitter.
Why did they do this?
And it immediately got hundreds of thousands of responses from people that I think are probably in the same boat as us and had no idea that Xavier Howard had a herpes controversy going on.
Mm-hmm.
Here was what he said. Quote, Xavier Howard never had genital herpes in the first place. The entire basis of her lawsuit was a literal impossibility. His accuser nevertheless lobbed out defamatory, absurd, and knowingly false claims as one of several unsuccessful attempts to extort money from him. Xavier is considering various legal action against this fabricator in hopes that those who ratified her made-up claims by reporting on them will also report Xavier's exoneration. Close quote. Why, dude? Can't you handle this?
I never had herpes. Wait, what?
What are some things that you just sometimes just got to chalk to the game and ignore?
Like that? I think herpes would be on the list.
This,
you got to keep that a little private.
I'm not going to.
Just you and your partner. Oh, man. Like what else? Like what are you thinking? Like
I don't know. Like I think something that is hard to ignore in everyday life that you probably should, especially in a big city, people are honking at you. Just ignore it, man. Like they're in a car. You don't know what they got in their glove compartment. You don't know what you got. Best case scenario, they're saving 15 seconds of their life by cutting you off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most productive thing is maybe horn honking on the road. You can ignore.
So herpes.
Herpes and horn honking.
And horn honking, Figgy.
For sure.
But is it the herpes that's causing the problem or her trying to get money from him?
Well, yeah.
Either way, he should. What's he doing on social media? At John Needledong 75 is not helping your case.
Yeah.
Telling more people.
Mm-hmm.
If it's embarrassing and if it's like, I would make an argument. I would make an argument that monetary stuff aside, the lawyer putting out that statement did more defamation to Xavier Howard than that girl's accusation.
I don't think you're wrong.
I didn't know a damn thing
about it. What are fans going to do at stadiums? Hey, how's the herpes? Get it all straightened out? Never had it. He didn't have herpes. What are you doing to me?
Like that's defamation to me, tweeting that.
I don't think you're wrong. Well, it's not necessarily defamation, but it certainly is putting something out there that.
How would we have covered this? Like we've covered much more serious sexual allegations.
Yes, we have.
He gave me herpes.
Yeah.
How would we cover this? Like, let's say a Texans player. I won't even hypothetically name a name, mm-hmm. but let's say a Texans player was getting accused of giving someone herpes.
Like,
how are we covering this?
I think we have to cover it straightforward.
Yeah, well, you cover the Deshaun stuff with a healthy amount of respect.
Yeah, you just straightforward, just say the facts. I think that's all you have to do.
But I mean, can you have some fun with this? Like, do we have to?
I think it would happen. I think it would happen.
Do we have to put on our serious face with this?
You try. You would absolutely try. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to, you know, irritate any scabs or anything.
I knew you were going to try that. I knew you were going to go dad joke, like herpes dad joke. I just know we've covered a lot of things. I just don't like this. These lawyers, man, sometimes it just seems like they're trying to get their own little thing going. And the funniest thing is homeboy, the attorney, was like quote tweeting responses about the herpes. So he was putting the herpes out there even more. I had no idea Xavier had herpes controversy. Mm-hmm. This guy is sitting there putting it out, quote tweeting it and stuff. And now more people know that some girl, some woman is accusing Xavier Howard of giving her herpes. And there it is. Like, I don't think I would be able to keep a straight face. Like if a right. Texans player did this, it wouldn't be like the Deshaun this. Mm-hmm. This is hilarious.
Suppose you were single and you've been trying to go out with this girl for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Finally take her out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
take her out a second time, a third time, third date. You feel like things are about to happen.
Yeah. If you had herpes?
And she tells you.
Do you think she's the one?
She tells you on the third date, by the way, I have herpes.
And I think she's the one?
Yeah.
We can share the herpes forever. There's no consequence. Like, yeah. if my girl wanted, if we were pushed for coming to stuff. Now, it would be a little bit weird, I'm not going to lie, if she told me after the fact.
Well, that's what this is all about.
A little bit weird.
Yeah, this is
but weird. if you know unequivocally, it might actually bond you. You never know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're sharing something.
Yeah.
Like, couples share. So they're sharing herpes. It probably.
Man,
it,
y'all sharing the wrong thing,
no,
man.
No, but here's the other thing. In all honesty, this is the other thing. Mm-hmm. And this is just how, like, some of these women that we're talking about here, mm-hmm. they're Instagram models, and they're, like, all they want is clout.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like basketball, like they're crazy as hell to begin with.
Yeah.
All they care about is clout. They probably would like to share herpes with their guy because if he sleeps with some other Instagram. No, because if he sleeps with some other girl, he's giving them herpes.
Well, he gave you herpes.
They're sharing the herpes. You just said that they're with the herpes.
I don't think nobody wants herpes, though, man.
Well, nobody wants it.
Well, Figgy, how would you handle it?
I mean, I didn't say I would prefer
peace.
It.
Peace.
Like a girl on the third date, if you feel like it's happening, so
if you and your wifey were going
mm-hmm. on our third date,
yeah,
and she said she had herpes, we would not be together. No.
Okay, there's your deal breaker.
Yeah,
that's a big deal breaker.
Everybody has.
You know, here's the other thing about the loopholes.
There's a lot of people that got herpes. We got a lot of
listeners.
I
guarantee you.
No, it's a big thing because they're you know we got the. The attorneys in different tax brackets and all this. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some people on this text line that have herpes.
I guarantee.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I bet you they don't tell anyone.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Have you, how have you handled it?
Oh, man. Hopefully you don't have an attorney putting your business out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go out to Dallas and get a Dalton Schultz.
Nice little transition here.
Don't think he has herpes. Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan, joins us. Bobby, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, and I'd also like to say that all the women who claim I have herpes are lying, and it has now been proven by fact that I never had herpes.
Well,
and so I just want to put that out there, clarify that, since I know everybody's been talking about my supposed herpes.
There you go. We've been talking about Dalton Schultz, too. What I've noticed, and this happens everywhere, as soon as a player leaves, he stunk, he wasn't that good. Not all Cowboy fans are saying that. I've seen some say that, you know, Texans fans, we don't have much to get excited about. A lot of people feel like they're getting a good tight end. You watched every snap of what Dalton Schultz did. What are the Texans getting in Dalton Schultz?
They are getting a reliable chain mover, somebody who is never going to miss an assignment, somebody who's always going to be in the right spot where he needs to be, somebody with reliable hands, reliable toughness, really good in the red zone, really good on third down. You know, is he Travis Kelce? Is he George Kittle? Is he stretching the field? Is he going to average 16 yards per reception or something like that? No, that's not his game. But it's like a younger version of what Jason Witten had become, which was the Y option guy and the guy who, just, you know, it's subtle movements that give him a little bit of separation and makes tough contested catches. He's a good football player. There's been a lot of, I feel like, slander towards Dalton Schultz in Dallas because he's not that Kittle or Kelce type, and he was wanting to get paid a lot. And you know, they're always pocket watching here, Cowboys fans, trying to see if you deserve the amount of money that you're asking for. But I think he really improved as a blocker last year. He had been probably below average for much of his career, and last year I think he was above average as a blocker. So he transformed himself into a good blocker. Has been a reliable guy for Dak Prescott, probably Dak Prescott's most trusted receiver over the last 3 years in terms of the guy that it's like, if I need an 8-yard pickup here, he's going to look for Dalton Schultz. And so reliability, I'm guessing with a young quarterback, potentially a rookie quarterback, you know, at the helm next year for Houston, there's going to be a lot of comfort that can be found in what Dalton Schultz can do. And that's going to be a nice security blanket and a nice chain mover. And so, I think at $9 million, it's a really, really good deal for Houston.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. You know, he got tagged last year in Dallas. They clearly valued him at some level, and I'm happy he's here. But where was the disconnect there in terms of forget the fans. I mean, I'm with you on that. Where was the disconnect from the organization?
I think the Cowboys feel like they have done a pretty good job at evaluating the tight end position, and they're probably right. You know, they had Blake Jarwin as an undrafted free agent who – you know, came into the league and ended up being a good player. And if not for a hip injury, may have been the primary tight end. The hip injury is what opened things up and allowed Dalton Schultz the opportunity that he got. They really like their two tight ends they had last year, the rookies, Jake Ferguson from the fourth round out of Wisconsin and Indiana's Peyton Hendershot, who was an undrafted free agent. A couple years back, they had added Sean McEwen from Michigan as an undrafted free agent, and he stuck around and they like what he can do. So I think they definitely feel like, okay, are these guys ready to produce at a level that Dalton Schultz did? Probably not. But the cost, you know, the ROI here is better on some of these younger tight ends, I think, is how they felt. But the other side of that argument is it's not just as easy as saying, well, anybody can do this. They've tried that before at a couple different positions. Most recently, they did that with Amari Cooper when they traded him. And they're like, we can get, you know, something out of this. When they let Dez Bryant go, they said, we can kind of receiver by committee and we'll get the same. And every time they end up realizing where they made a mistake, and then they have to trade for Amari Cooper to replace what they lost when they released Dez Bryant and didn't address it. And then they have to go and trade for Brandon Cooks when things don't go well after you move on from Amari Cooper. And so I think what you're looking at with this situation is maybe a little bit of overconfidence and a little bit of undervaluing as to what Schultz did for them. Especially for a team that has struggled on third down before, struggled in the red zone, how reliable he was there. Those numbers aren't going to get better just by removing him from the picture. So I think it was just a disconnect on his valuation and where he deserved to be paid. And, you know, the market as a whole cooling on Dalton Schultz, I think he could have gotten his 4-year, $56 million, whatever he was looking for. I think he could have gotten that last year. This year with the tight end class the way it is, I mean, there's – it's not totally out of the question that like three tight ends could go in the first round, and it's a fairly deep draft for some playmakers there. And so I think that's what really impacted Schultz's market this year, was a lot of teams going, hey, if we need a tight end, this is a pretty deep draft. We don't necessarily have to invest a whole lot of money to try and get that sort of production.
Talking to Bobby Belt from 105.3 The Fan, you mentioned Brandon Cooks. Yesterday, Nick Caserio was on this station, the GM for the Texans, and he kind of refuted some stuff that's been said. I've said it. I've heard from people out there that the Texans could have gotten a day two draft pick for Brandon Cooks, and what I heard was he overextended himself. Adam Schefter said that Caserio was holding off for a second and fourth round pick. Caserio said there's misinformation and all that. Just as someone who I know how close you cover this team, I know how many people you talk to, what are they saying in Dallas about why Brandon Cooks, the deal didn't go down last year and we had to wait till Monday for the Texans to receive a fifth and sixth round pick and eat $6 million of the salary?
So So obviously not any sort of a public line, but just the chatter you heard coming out of that building, out of the personnel department, was the Cowboys believe they had a deal done for Brandon Cooks at the deadline last year. Robert Prince, who's the receivers coach here, was with Brandon Cooks in 2021 in Houston and is a big fan of his and likes the idea of adding him to the room. They clearly needed another weapon since they hadn't done a good job of replenishing their receiving corps. So they had targeted him, thought it was good value, and they believed they had a deal for Brandon Cooks for a third-round pick. And what ultimately happened was they thought Houston was tentatively in agreement. Houston, I guess, this is our understanding here in Dallas from talking to people, Houston had gone out, maybe shopped the offer a little bit, and then came back and told Dallas a two. And then Dallas pulled out and said they were done negotiating for it, didn't make a single deal, waited till after the deadline, evaluated Odell Beckham Jr., and ultimately signed T.Y. Hilton. But when you talk to people with the Cowboys, they believed they had a deal in place for third-round pick for Brandon Cooks, didn't get done. 5 months later, they're thrilled that they get Brandon Cooks here for what amounts to a fifth and essentially a seventh, since when you project a year ahead on a pick, you devalue it by a round. So generally, it's basically a fifth and a seventh for Cooks in on their books, and that's of a lot more value to them than the potential third they were going to have to give up.
Bobby, I appreciate you. By the way, when you hear Brandon Cooks speak for the first time, you should play a game called At the End of the Day Over Under. He will say At the End of the Day at least in like a 6 minute stretch. It'll be at least five or six times.
Then he's going to get along great with Stephen Jones. That's Stephen Jones's crutch on the radio out here, is At the End of the Day. You know, at the end of the day, we're doing this and that. Yeah, so as long as we remain herpes free in his press conferences, we'll be good.
There we go. Appreciate you, Bobby.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan. So there you go. Third, shopped it for a second. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and then everybody, you know, it goes back to Nick Caserio.
So there you go. Oh, well.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul, maybe.
A little bit of harm.
Carolina still, though, they have the draft. It's in their control. They got a lot to say about that. And the Texans have added a piece that used to wear Carolina blue. We'll tell you who that is, but first you hear the music. Little Sublime with Rome. They're coming to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion Friday, July 21st with Slightly Stupid, Atmosphere, and the Movement. My goodness. Sounds like a good time back in my day.
Yeah. I thought you was calling somebody Slightly Stupid.
Hey.
I said, wait, damn, man.
Hey, let me just say this. A little hacky sack might be going on outside of that venue. You can get there 713-572-4610. You're going to see Sublime with Rome this summer. Caller number 9, 713-572-4610. Coming up, the Texans out of peace at a position of need in the Carolina Panthers. They continue to speak. Does that mean they're lying? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.